Welcome to Egyptian Mysticism Yesterday, A Course in Miracles Today, a 365-step journey to enlightenment, guided by Dr. Caroline Isis Fuqua.
Step 211. I choose to represent God in the earth plane. Since all that God is, I have been given, it is my complete pleasure to demonstrate God's love, understanding, and forgiveness through my words, deeds, and actions as I freely give all that I have received. Step 212. I thought my function was to do something or to have something that would have me stand out and be recognized as accomplished. That thought kept me bound, striving in the world of illusions. Today, I am free and thankful, knowing that my true function is simply to be an instrument through which the Creator gets to experience creation, a willing channel for the love of God to flow through. Step 213. I now realize that for every time I thought I was being punished, I was actually being taught. Taught to remember who I am, that I am a download of the divine. Taught that I am whole, perfect, and complete, that I am love incarnate. Now when I am corrected, I realize that I am moving closer to the truth, and as a happy and thankful learner, I rejoice. Step 214. When, in the present moment, I realize that I am an instrument, a channel for God, I know that every place I get to go, everything I get to do, everything I get to say, and everyone to whom I get to say it, is willed and directed by my Creator. I can never be in the wrong place at the wrong time with the wrong thing, because I am given only what belongs to me. And today, I willingly and thankfully accept. Step 215. When incarnate, I utilize a body and an ego, but I am eternally pure spirit, a download of the divine. My true dwelling and resting place is in a consciousness of love, praise, and gratitude. And with that, my one and only guide is the Holy Spirit. Step 216. God has one body, and that body is made up of billions of cells, each representing one of us and our animal, plant, and mineral brothers and sisters. If I attack or harm another cell in that one body, I am as affected as it and everything else that makes up the whole is. With ownership of that knowledge, I choose to forgive, love, and bless everything as a part of who and what I am. And as a result, I am saved. Step 217. At creation, I was given the freedom to choose to identify with and be host to God, or identify as a body and be hostage to the ego. Today, knowing that I am saved from all negativity by my choice to align with God, I give thanks that I know that I am the self that is omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent. Step 218. The only way that I can remain properly aligned with God, dwelling in the room at the left end of the pole that is filled with goodness and abundance of every kind, is to love and bless everyone and everything. When I condemn anything, I am thrown to the end of the pole where there is nothing but breakdown and suffering. I am in control of where I'm standing and thus what I'm having. And today I choose to stand where being blessed with everything is the only option. Step 219. God is not a body. God is pure light, life itself. As the image and likeness of God, I am not the body I utilize to navigate the earth plane. I as well am pure light, indeed, life itself. Like a drop of water in the vast ocean that is God, I am different in quantity, but exactly the same in quality. I am not a body. I am free, for I remain as God created me. Step 220. Using the law of polarity to metaphorize that of which I speak, peace is to be found with God on the left end of the pole, and the ego keeps chaos alive and active on the right end of the pole. Today, I am determined to identify as my highest self, aligned with God, where peace is all that is possible.